You're listening to the Texas Mix on KXT 91.7. I'm Jeannie Mascoro, and we're very excited to have a special guest in the studios with us. Fort Worth's very own Colin Herring discovered the songwriter's path while listening to his father Ben Roy's Neil Young record collection. And now, with the release of his fourth album, Ocho, Colin continues his career of creating music that defies easy category. He performs at Billy Bob's Texas tonight, and he's made the time to stop by and do a few songs for us. Colin and Ben, welcome to the KXT studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
It's an honor to have you here, Colin. Thank you so much
thank you, and your dad.
Yeah. Would you go ahead and start us off with a song?
Sure. This is a song off Ocho, the new record. It's called Trazodone.
Excellent.
Two, three, four. And heartaches, trazodones and Seroquel landscapes, slamming brakes, the bottom was busting through, lightning fast like all good trapdoors do. Inside I was melting and crawling toward a snowy field all alone, unsettled and thinking, maybe it was you, maybe it was me. I lay down, too much to keep, left some dropped in the street. I think great things will happen. I can't wait to see what they are. It's just what I think. I'm glad summer is going. It's nice coming, but it just gets too mean when it's here. There's so much perfection in these in-betweens, these fraying seams. Opening clouds and gusts of wind. I'm driving out to get blank-minded again. And I sought you out where the kilowatts were low, and stayed the night with someone I inside I was melting and crawling toward a snowy field all alone. Too much to keep, left some dropped in the street. I think the best form of love is the kind of love that loves with the kind of love that love is all about.
Colin Herring and his dad Ben Roy on pedal steel right here in the KXT studios with us. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. That was absolutely gorgeous.
Thanks, y'all.
What was the name of the song?
It's called Trazodone, and I kind of figured it's kind of a Trazodone kind of day.
It's definitely a Trazodone kind of day.
I like to do
very low vocal range songs in the morning. But I think the next one we're going to do is a little more challenging for us cigarette smokers here in the morning.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, that's a beautiful pedal steel.
Thanks.
As well,
thanks.
That is just,
that's my baby.
Yeah, life is sweeter with pedal steel for sure.
I've been real happy with this. Yeah, Colin was the one that sort of got me into this. He needed a pedal steel player, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and said, "Dad, you know, I can't find one. Would you learn to play it?" And you know, it was a big challenge, and I've always loved the instrument, so I'm lucky that he sort of got me off high center and caused me to take the plunge.
Mm-hmm. Three steals later.
Yeah.
Carter starter. Later, then
I like to say that I know just enough now to be dangerous. That's about it. I have a lot to learn, but yeah, it's a great instrument. It goes well with Colin's music.
So he's lucky, though. He has a volume pedal, so when he hits that wrong note, he can escape really quickly. So
yeah,
works
that's
out.
My ripcord. I can bail anytime.
Yeah.
So, Ben, you've been on 4 of Colin's records, all 4 of them. Is music, has it always been a family thing for you
guys? Well, pretty much, yeah. We've played together since Colin was in middle school, actually. And of course, I've played in one form or another all my life. But Colin and I started playing together in middle school and set our little backroom recording studio up with a little Tascam 4-channel and, yep, you know, just for fun and games. And then one thing led to another, and we realized that we were dealing with someone with considerable songwriting skills after not too long, and so I feel very fortunate to have been involved in all the records and to get to play with him. And it's a great thing for me because, you know, like, how many guys my age can say, "Honey, I got to go to the honky-tonk tonight, sorry," you know, and it's like, what's she going to say?
Well, Colin, how old were you when you discovered you were going to be a songwriter?
I think I was about 14. Freshman year in high school, I was trying to kind of learn other people's material, and I found that it was really difficult. I knew every chord, you know, that I felt like I needed to know to learn someone's song, but it just didn't do it for me. So I kind of started messing around thinking, how hard could writing your own song be? That would be way more impressive to me. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how it started. Yeah.
Well, great. Would you guys do another song for
Surely.
Us?
Here's a song called Kill the Cover. Once again, it's on a Ocho. All right, you ready, Dad?
Skipping straight into the fade out. I'm independent to this country's crushing. I've had to kill off all the hornets to welcome in the hills and hollows. I've learned to talk without a language. I'm just a mix of shrugs and staggers. I've reestablished the emulsion and found a new way to kill the cover. The skips and such, the jump cuts, there's too much we're all missing. Have you had enough of this bad breathing? Do you want to know go? Some signal's gonna let you know later. And if you'd like some company, I wish for you to think of me. Compared to most hands you've held, I'm quiet and I love to leave. I'll notice every little thing. Could you come to love this later? Misunderstood everything. Then all the men, all their horses, met in a small stream at the bottom of a canyon to discuss what's worth dying for, I don't know. Have you had enough of this bad breathing?
And his father, Ben Roy, on pedal steel here in the KXT studios. Beautiful song there. And your new album was produced by Will Johnson,
yeah.
Centromatic. Was working with Will different?
It was great. Every studio experience I've had kind of brings its own little, charm into the situation. With him, it was just effortless. From the moment we started discussing what we wanted to make on this album, it was just the quickest, easiest thing we've ever done. From start to finish, like 5 days of recording, got out of there, couldn't believe how well it went, never looked back. And that's really rare for me because I like to overthink things. But this album was just kind of, we couldn't do anything to it. It was just so natural and it felt so real that he tapped that. He was able to get that out of me, let's put it that way. You know, just very little, not overproduce, just do some guitar, do some vocals. Let's not overbuild around it. Let's make it simple. And it worked really well.
I'm going to have some serious explaining to do to your mom, because all the time I was down there, I'd call her and I'd say, oh, God, this is tough, honey. This is really tough. Now you're saying, oh, that's the easiest thing we ever done.
Well, once I was done, it was just kind of like, hey, Dad, play some steel or do the accordion.
I'll make something up before we get home. Don't worry.
You played the accordion too?
Did a little accordion on that. Yeah,
Trazodone.
Von Trazodone had a little accordion. Yeah, we had a really good time making the record, and they had a lot of nice little musical toys around in Britt Beisenhurst's little studio down there, which is a very cool place to make records. And it was great. It was a great experience.
Well, what artists are you guys listening to these days?
In my case, whatever you're playing is what I'm listening to.
And unfortunately, I live down in Austin, so I just keep hearing everyone's talking about this radio station. Man, they're playing really great stuff. And thank you again for playing some of my music. It really, amazing. It's really cool.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure. Speaking of songs.
Yeah, got another one.
Did you do another song?
Surely, of course.
Okay.
We're going to go back to the last album I did. This is a song called Punches. Let's kind of slow it down.
Everybody's hoping for another downfall to happen to someone so they can have a good time loving other people's problems and surfing on their sad slips. Does it feel strange as you hide it? Does it feel strange? I got papers all around me, small town rag warfare, and staying on the good side's too hard, and I just don't care. 'Cause I've been turning in early and keeping my head clear. I used to be a warrior, throwing punches at the night air. 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 Throwing punches. We'll be right back. coming like the cavalry, slamming through the French doors. There was blood on the sidewalk. It was mine, it wasn't yours. But I've been turning in early and keeping my head clear. I used to be a warrior, throwing punches at the night air. 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 Throwing punches.
Singer-songwriter Colin Herring here in our KXT studios, along with his father on pedal steel, Ben Roy. It has been such a pleasure having you guys here.
Thanks again.
Thank you so, so very much. You have a website.
Yes, right? I do. ColinHerring.com. And also, I was going to say, we're playing Billy Bob's tonight with Reckless Kelly. So if you're in that neck of the woods, come on down. And then next show is at the Green Elephant on February 12th.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, for more information and concert listings in North Texas, visit KXT.org. And while you're there, take a look at our live and studio videos. I'm Jeannie Mascoro, and this is KXT 91.7 Music to the Core. You're listening to The Texas Mix.